At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, June 30th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. I hope you all had a great weekend. The Phillies with a series win over the Braves. Gotta love that. I'm still really skeptical about their chances. It was not an impressive series win. I know they scored a lot of runs in the first game, but you just see the flaws left and right with this team. The bad bullpen, the defensive mistakes, but a win's a win. And they get a series win much needed after that embarrassing display in Houston. But guess what? This isn't the High Hopes pod, which you should be checking out. Good listen, Jack, James, our buddy James, and our buddy Jack, but our two good friends doing a Phillies pod. This is the Eagles pod. So let's talk about what you might have missed over the weekend with the Philadelphia Eagles. So throughout this summer, since, you know, since the draft, OTAs, all that, one thing I feel like we've talked about a lot on this pod is what Cooper DeJean is up to. He's here, he's there, he's talking in this interview, he's at this event. This might be the summer of Cooper DeJean. It feels like off of his pick six in the Super Bowl, off of his fantastic rookie year, he is truly just everywhere. And he seems to really be living the life this summer. So this past Friday, Jason Kelce, really cool event he always holds. It's the he does a lot for the Eagles Autism Foundation. I believe that event was on Thursday, where he had a bunch of players guest bartending. Cooper DeJean was one of the players. If you have not yet, by the way, go check out the video I tweeted of Cooper DeJean walking through the crowd, and he does this like sarcastic scream, and the look on his face is simply absurd. So go check that out. But Cooper DeJean was there, Brandon Graham was there, Sidney Brown was there, lots of different players were there. So that was Thursday. And then Friday, Thursday was the Beer Bowl. So Jason Kelce holds the Beer Bowl on Thursday, and Cooper DeJean and Sidney Brown are there, and they're on a team, and they partake in the event. And it looks like they did great. I don't know if this is actually a true thing or not, but the Kelce's account tweeted out that Cooper DeJean and Sidney Brown set a new course record for running across these inflatables after drinking beer. So the athleticism showing there. But outside of that, Cooper DeJean came on to WIP and got asked a question by Hugh Douglas that only Hugh Douglas could ask. Only the great Hugh Douglas, great player, great radio host. And as someone that works with Hugh, let me say, he does a fantastic job of making the players feel comfortable and like when talking to him. I get to do the players lounge with Hugh Douglas, and he really is. It's like they're talking in the locker room. So Hugh Douglas asking Cooper DeJean a question that I don't know if we were all wondering, but a question only Hugh could ask. Cooper, coming off of doing the Beer Bowl, is talking to Hugh. Here it is.
I just need to holler at Cooper DeJean, the Super Bowl champion. Rock star right now as he puts his head.
Yeah, he's working through. What's up, Coop?
What up? You guys hear me?
Yeah, you're on.
Are we live right now?
We are live.
Coop, we're not going to keep you on too long because it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. But how has your offseason gone so far, young fella?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing. I've got to do a lot of cool things. Enjoy my time off while also preparing for next season. But it's been a blast.
I like that. It's a good answer.
So Coop, the last time we talked, you a real reserve. Like, not like you a real reserve. You play with a lot of confidence. But right now, I'm feeling like you feeling real good right now. What has changed for you so far since after you won the Super Bowl, young man?
A lot of things have changed, but I'm still me, so.
No, I know you're still you, but you know I'm going with this. What them DMs looking like? Because I've heard some things about you, young man. I've heard some things.
I've seen a lot of things.
I'm sure you
have. That aren't true. But I don't know.
Leave this guy alone.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. When we get off the air, we're going to talk. But listen, young man, stay focused.
Oh, absolutely.
Live your life.
Absolutely.
And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Coop, you think Hugh should participate in this?
Birds. No, we got that. Super.
No, I think.
Come on, Hugh.
Come on, Hugh.
Coop.
He's supposed to be getting in on
that. He's scared of sharks in the water.
No, listen. Sharks in the water.
Sharks. Are we in the ocean? We're not in the ocean.
No, you're not.
We're
not.
Anyway, no. Look, he thought about it. But look,
you're scaring the guy.
I hate the ocean, so.
There are sharks that might come in the bay. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. Enjoy yourself.
Too late, dude.
They just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Cooper, man, we appreciate it. Cooper DeGene here participating.
Leave him alone, Hugh.
Let him enjoy himself.
Listen, Coop, me and Coop have talked before.
Yeah.
And he know it. I can talk with innuendo.
I think of all the things in that conversation, him suggesting you participate is the best thing I heard.
No, I mean, we're going to talk there. No, I'm not getting in there. That's not happening.
Then why are you trying to scare him with the shark stuff? There's no sharks.
You heard him. He's from Iowa. He understands what I'm talking about. Y'all just been here too long. Sharks swim in the bay. They swim wherever they want to go.
So, you know, that question aside, because who knows, and that's Cooper's business. But I do think we are seeing the birth of a star here. And, that's not a hot take, or that's not a bold opinion. Cooper's obviously a huge star. But when you play at the level Cooper did, and you're in this city, and you're willing to go out and be social, like, Jason Kelce now, obviously Kelce is, you know, married, kids and all that. But a lot of these Eagles players that are super parts of the community now, like, they all went out when they were younger. They all enjoyed the bar scene at Philadelphia. I think, you know, Jason Kelce's told this story that when he met Kylie Kelce, it was on a date and he passed out at the bar, right? So being a Philadelphia Eagle, cool for a lot of reasons. I think when you're young in a Philadelphia Eagle and you're a star, you're truly living the life. And you can see that this summer with Cooper DeGene. Again, he's at bartending events in Westchester. The Eagles do a basketball event. He's throwing down an alley-oop from Saquon Barkley. He's at the Beer Bowl. He's everywhere, right? He's at Fanatics Fest up on stage with Nick Foles and Brandon Graham. So we will see how the star of Cooper DeGene elevates. He could end up being one of the biggest stars in the NFL. Devontae Smith actually was asked about this. We'll talk about Devontae in a second, but Devontae had his charity softball game this past weekend. And of course, Cooper DeGene wins the home run derby. And I think he got MVP of the game as well. So just continuing the summer of Cooper. But Devontae was asked, you know, if you look around here, there's a lot of Devontae jerseys, a lot of Saquon jerseys. But another jersey you see of a lot of is Cooper DeGene. Why does Devontae think that is? And Devontae said, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially, you know, you don't want to say it, I don't want to say it, but it is what it is. He's a white cornerback, and you don't see a lot of those. And not only, and then now Devontae quote over, and not only is Devontae right, but you also don't often see white cornerbacks play at this level. So when you just talk about pure star potential, Cooper DeGene stands out because of the position he plays, and he stands out because of how well he plays it. So this summer has really shown that the Eagles have a true budding massive star on their hands. Like Saquon, huge star. Jalen Hurts, huge star. Mailata, huge star. Cooper DeGene has the chance to get to that level. It's going to be maybe like not completely at that level because he's not a quarterback. You know, Saquon obviously has been a record-setting player, so he'd have to play at a high level. But if Cooper's willing to go out and do things and also play at a high level, you will see his star super, super rise. So the summer of Cooper continues, and hopefully it's a smooth sailing the rest of the way. And he goes into training camp ready to go, because if he has another outstanding season, the star is only going to rise even more. Okay, so next up, as I said, Devontae Smith had his charity softball game over the past weekend. Really cool event he does. I believe it was in Allentown. And he got a good amount of his teammates out there. A.J. Brown not there. Looks like A.J.'s via his Instagram enjoying a really cool vacation somewhere. So understandable. But Saquon was there. Brandon Graham was there. Like I said, Cooper was there. Terrell Owens was there. So a really good turnout. Looked like the crowd was good. Devontae hit the game-winning home run, and I believe the bottom of the inning, whatever. I don't know if they played nine full innings, but hit the game-winning home run to seal the game. But prior to that, Devontae was on WIP and was asked by Joe DiCamera about the dagger, about the joy he brings to the city, and here's what Devontae had to say.
Devontae, what was that moment like for you?
It was a surreal moment. You know, kind of a shot play that we've been waiting for the entire game, and you know, when it happened, we was just like, we just need to go out here and execute it.
We heard Mike Quick say to the Slim Reaper, "You appreciate that nickname?"
Yeah, it's cool.
Devontae, man, so I'm sure you know, but let me try to dive into this. Do you recognize how much you and your guys brought joy to millions of us? I mean, you brought joy to yourself. And by the way, I haven't used this word yet. Congratulations. And I haven't used these two words yet. Thank you. Are you aware, like, did that parade show you how much you touched the hearts of so many millions of people throughout the Delaware Valley?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, throughout the city. You know, we kind of always sense, you know, how much not just football, but every sport in the city is, how important it is to the city. And, you know, we have success. The city is, you know, the spirit is up. When we're down, the city is down. So I feel like we have a lot of impact on the city, and it was great just to, you know, uplift the city and just bring that moment back to the city.
So Devontae, not a man of many words. When he speaks, he does not give long answers, really. I would suggest going back and listening to the full interview on WIP, but, you know, a lot of short answers from Devontae. But hearing Devontae talk about the dagger, you know, I talked about this last week on the pod a little bit, but with Cooper DeJean, there's that scene, or not a scene, but there was a clip that went viral on Twitter of Cooper, Brandon Graham, and Nick Foles all up on the stage. And you remember I said, it's, you know, you look at that and you go, wow, Super Bowl legends, Brandon Graham and Nick Foles, and Cooper's up there. Cooper is a Super Bowl legend. He made a play that helped seal the Super Bowl. Devontae made the play that ended the Super Bowl. And we look at the dagger, I think at least, maybe it's because we talk about Jalen so much. I think we look at the dagger sometimes strictly through the eyes of Jalen. You know, his play won him Super Bowl MVP, throwing the ball, all those things. But it is Devontae on the other side of that. And that will end up being one of the biggest plays in Eagles franchise history. And Devontae made it. And Devontae does have a way, unfortunately to a certain degree, of constantly being overshadowed. A.J. Brown comes in here. A.J.'s a number one receiver. Devontae catches the dagger. It's all about Jalen, or some people say it's the pick six. Devontae puts up huge numbers all the time, never really gets discussed as among the best receivers in the league. But when you just look at Devontae's resume, what he's done, he has just as good of an argument as A.J. Brown, whoever, for being the best wide receiver in Eagles history. And one of the most accomplished receivers, frankly, like, of his age in the world. I used to say this with Jalen, and it continues to be true. There's just not many people walking the earth of Jalen Hurts' age that have his resume and his accomplishments in a, from a football perspective. And the same thing is true of Devontae. Devontae, at his age, has a Super Bowl, has 1,000-yard seasons in the NFL, has the game-winning catch in college to win the, you know, to win the national championship there, has a Heisman, played a high level there. So Devontae, you know, does get overshadowed for sure, but we, just as with a lot of the players on the team, I mean, we'll look back on this team in 20 years, and there will be so many all-time greats on it, and Devontae most definitely is one of those. All right, next up, just a quick funny clip before we get to a really interesting thing from Pro Football Focus. So, as you guys know, the FIFA Club World Cup is in Philadelphia. It's been an awesome event, by the way. For those that maybe aren't aware of it, it's the best soccer teams from around the world are playing a tournament in the States, and a lot of those games have been in Philadelphia. They had a really cool one this past Saturday between two of the top Brazilian teams. Chelsea has been here. Real Madrid was here. I think Man City played a game here. So now they're down to, I believe, the final eight. But one of the biggest games of the weekend was at the Link. And a reporter, I apologize, I'm not sure what news network is that this is, was walking around talking to the fans about the tournament. But as you might imagine, an Eagles fan found his way to get in there. So here's that clip.
Pérez. ¿Qué te parece Florentino Pérez?
El mejor presidente de la historia del fútbol.
¿Ves? Ya está.
El GOAT.
El GOAT, ¿no?
El GOAT. Ya está.
El GOAT.
Ya está. Ya tengo por aquí.
Go Birds. Jalen Hurts, the best quarterback in the NFL. Let's go.
Ya está.
¿De qué era la pregunta?
La pregunta es Florentino Pérez, ¿qué te parece?
El mejor presidente de la historia del fútbol. Ya está.
So, first of all, hysterical. But second of all, it is cool to see such a huge sporting event be in Philadelphia and to just see how our city embraces it. I live in downtown Philadelphia. Walking around, you see so many soccer kits everywhere, not just on me, but so many soccer kits from all the different teams there. You look at the scenes outside of the link prior to games, the fan bases going to the Rocky Steps, the flares, the smokes, the flags, all the jerseys. It's just super, super cool. So, you know, I've talked about this tournament on the pod a little bit before because AJ Brown spoke about it a few weeks ago and they had that event at the link. But now that it's kind of wrapping up, awesome job by Philadelphia and the Eagles too to make Philadelphia one of the biggest soccer cities in the States. I mean, the World Cup will be here next year. This event's being held here. The link and the Eagles do a lot to get big time soccer games at that venue. So once they get a stadium with the dome, and I mean, they're gonna have all the big games there. So really cool job by Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles to make it happen. And shout out to the fans who have been going to the games. They look really, really cool. All right, on the other side, Pro Football Focus continues their series of ranking the different positions in the league. And it was time for the defensive line. I got to say, I was really surprised where the Eagles' defensive line finished. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Pro Football Focus has been doing their rankings. AJ Brown, number one receiver. Jalen Hurts, I think, finished fifth on that ranking. They did the running backs and the Eagles. I think they finished fifth on that as well. Probably should have finished higher, but they're now doing the defensive line. Pro Football Focus is now ranking the defensive line. And I got to say, if you would have told me prior, like before I saw the list, if you asked me where the Eagles finished on this, I would have guessed 8th, 9th. I mean, they lost Josh Sweat. They lost Milton Williams. They don't have any proven edges. Jordan Davis hasn't been great. But it seems almost strictly off of the back of Jalen Carter, the Eagles finished 2nd on this list. Pro Football Focus, which feel how you want about them, but they are a team of people that watch every snap of every game multiple times and grade it out. They think the Eagles have the 2nd best defensive line in the NFL. So the list starts with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Understandable. TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward. They had Derek Harmon this year, which I think is going to help their defensive line. But they have a really good defensive line. But the Eagles finishing 2nd, pretty surprising. So why do they put the Eagles 2nd? They write, quote, Philadelphia's defensive line was arguably the deepest in the league last season. As a result, even after the departures of Josh Sweat and Milton Williams in free agency, the unit remains one of the best in the NFL. On plays without a blitz in 2024, the Eagles generated pressure 36% of the time, which was the 5th highest rate in the NFL. Jalen Carter's 84.4 Pro Football Focus pass rush grade ranked 4th among interior defenders, and Moro Jamo's 82.4 figure placed 6th at the position, end quote. So, a couple things there. One, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams no longer here. So, the Eagles, I don't think, have the deepest, arguably the deepest line in the NFL anymore. Now, we will see, right? Like if Azeez Ojulari, if Josh Uche, if Moro Jamo, if Jordan Davis takes a step forward, if everything works out for the Eagles, then they do have depth for sure because Azeez Ojulari has played at a high level in the NFL. Josh Uche had that one fantastic season. And as you can see there, they mentioned Moro Jamo, really good numbers for a pass rushing defensive tackle last year. So the potential to have a great defensive line is definitely there. It just comes down to Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. If they give you B-plus play the whole season, they're going to have a good line because Jalen Carter, you assume, is going to have a good line. I know we talked this past weekend on Go Birds Radio, which you should go check out, about how, you know, will he take a step back coming off playing all those snaps? But regardless, you would expect a B season out of Jalen Carter at least. But if you can get B plus play from those three, and then Azeez is a good edge rusher. Josh Uche looks like the player he was in 2022. Like, there are bodies there for sure. Now, that's a lot of ifs, and that's a lot of optimistic outlook on it. There, it could definitely flip the other way. Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, not proven at all. Jalen Carter, massive workload last year. Who knows if he can do it again? We've been waiting for Jordan Davis to break out for 3 years. Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari were second wave free agent signings. So you can paint it a negative way or a less optimistic way as well. But Pro Football Focus has no skin in the game here, and they put the Eagles second. Now, the other thing I think is really noteworthy as to why, right? So they note, on plays without a blitz, the Eagles generated pressure 36% of the time, which was the fifth highest rate in the NFL. I think that's because of the secondary. The secondary was so good last year. Quinion, Cooper, Slay, CJ GJ, Reed Blankenship, that it was hard to get rid of the ball quickly against the Eagles, unless you were doing it intentionally, which was, you know, a quick little slant. But if you actually drop back trying to throw the ball and allowing routes to develop, they just didn't become open. And that allows the defensive line to create pressure without a blitz. So football is a game where each unit helps each other, complementary football. And the Eagles defensive line definitely benefited from the Eagles secondary. Now, if you want to, again, take it a step forward, will the secondary be as good? Keely Ringo's in there for Darius Slay. They don't know who the starting safety is next to Reed Blankenship yet. So I do think the defensive line was probably propped up more by the secondary than vice versa. So much of my time covering the Eagles and Howie Roseman's time running the Eagles, the Eagles defensive line has been the heartbeat of the defense when they're good. And they make the secondary better. They make the linebackers better. That's not the case anymore. The back seven last year outplayed the front four, in my opinion. And so the Eagles were able to generate so much pressure without sacks because it was hard to get the ball out against those back seven players. So, look, number two is number two, but I was surprised by this, and I think it's probably an overly optimistic way of looking at that defensive line. So the rest of the list for, you know, top 10 at least, for those interested, the Giants, I mean, the Eagles have the, for as bad as the Giants will be, although I am a Jackson Dart guy, I do think their defensive line will definitely be good. They still have Kayvon Thibodeau. They add Abdul Carter. Dexter Lawrence is obviously awesome. Brian Burns. So the Giants finish third. That'll be an issue for the Eagles when they play them for sure. Now with the Eagles' offensive line, you like that matchup against anybody, but the Giants definitely have talent. The Houston Texans come in four. Buffalo Bills finish fifth. Detroit Lions finish sixth. Now we'll see how Aiden Hutchinson is coming off of those injuries. But the Lions have good pass rushers for sure. And Aiden Hutchinson, really the key there to making them a good line. The Cleveland Browns finished seventh. Who cares? The Browns suck. They're not going to win any games. It's a complete waste of time for them to have the seventh best defensive line. They definitely should have traded Myles Garrett. The Denver Broncos finished eighth, one of the best defenses in the league last year. Some really, you know, kind of a little similar to the Eagles in the way that maybe not like two outstanding players against the Eagles have Jalen Carter, but there's a well-rounded defensive line that creates pressure. I'm shocked the Rams finished ninth. I don't know if any unit on a team the Eagles played last year impressed me more than that Rams defensive line. Brandon Fisk, Jared Verse, just so many good players. The way they got after Jalen Hurts. I know it's snowing and Hurts held onto the ball, but it was super impressive. So I'm surprised the Rams finished ninth. Honestly, if you told me I could pick one defensive line in the league to trade the Eagles line for, I think I would pick the Rams. And then the Baltimore Ravens finished 10th. So, you know, Eagles finishing second, good for them. They're going to have to live up to it. Probably the unit, I think, you know, you can look at the linebacker unit, and there's a lot of questions all over this team just because of the players they lost. But the defensive line of the quarterback, offensive line, and defensive line, the three most important parts of the team, I think the quarterback and the offensive line are far and away like better than the defensive line and have far fewer questions than the defensive line. So maybe that's a pessimistic way to look at it. Maybe that's because it's a Monday, but I don't think the Eagles have the second best defensive line in the NFL. And they got potential, but they got a lot to prove as well. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please make sure you fill out the survey that we have put in the description. The link is there. And if you go in, you fill the survey out, you get 50% off of any item in the GoBird store. We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, really cool stuff. And plus, you get to give us feedback on what we can do better. And as Ryan from The Office said, I thrive off of constructive criticism. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.